Rommel, not calling the shots for once, had to release his reserves to contain the British attacks, and was further disadvantaged as the Luftwaffe had completely lost out in the air battle. As a result, German armor could not call on the close support usually provided by the Stukas. In the meantime, Montgomery, with an immense logistical advantage, prepared his armor for a further thrust. This was launched on the 2nd of November 1942. Although the initial British force of 100 machines was virtually annihilated by the Axis anti-tank guns, Rommel impetuously launched his own massed armor counterattack in the hope of exploiting a weak position in the English line. But there was no weakness, and the Afrika Korps was that day broken in its repeated charges against Allied gunnery. By dusk, Rommel's panzer divisions had only 35 tanks between them. Rommel quickly realized that the African dream was over, and the only choice left open, if he wanted to save the remnants of his once proud formations, was to extricate them from the threatened envelopment by the British armor. But as he began to execute his maneuver, Rommel received a command from the Führer headquarters not to retreat. He was to throw everything into the battle.
As to your troops, you can show them no other road than that to victory or death.
Rommel, infuriated but obedient, submitted to the Führer's command. The next day, he had a heated meeting with Field Marshal Kesselring, the Mediterranean commander-in-chief, who took it upon himself to cancel the order. The withdrawal continued. By the time the British succeeded in punching through the German defenses at Tel el Akakia on the 4th of November, they discovered that the Germans had abandoned their positions. The Germans that did manage to make it to Rommel's first makeshift defensive line at Fuka were worth little more than a battalion. And even when joined by the 90th and 164th Divisions, constituted in battle-ready terms a brigade only. Rampke's parachute formation made its own way back to the German lines virtually intact, but received only Rommel's scorn. The slower-moving Italian, Trieste, and Littorio divisions were, however, destroyed, and many surrendered with scarcely a shot being fired. Rommel's withdrawal was not so much a retreat as a route march under slight enemy pressure. Montgomery failed to press home the advantage and finish off the remnants of the Afrika Korps. The British general's caution, always a feature of his command, was exacerbated by the poor weather, his innate respect of the enemy, and his own administrative problems. At that moment, Rommel's force consisted of just 4,000 men, 11 tanks, 24 of the feared 88s, 25 other anti-tank guns, and 40 assorted artillery pieces.